Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Everybody, welcome to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're back for another week with our final greatest hits episode of the season.
That's right, Lee. The time grows short for this incarnation of the podcast.
What does that mean?
It means that next week we're going to have a very exciting announcement that will explain everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything.
Even string theory?
Okay, maybe not everything, but everything about the Story Pirates podcast and our exciting relaunch.
In the meantime, let's get to today's stories.
Our first story comes to us from a first grader from Atlanta, Georgia, named Nikhil.
And Nikhil's story is called Eat a Spider Day.
Hey, kids. Who's ready for America's favorite holiday, Eat a Spider Day?
We are!
I love Eat a Spider Day.
It's my favorite day of the year!
What's Eat a Spider Day?
Why, you've never celebrated Eat a Spider Day?
No, and it sounds terrible. How do you celebrate?
Well, since you asked. There are 8 simple rules on Eat a Spider Day to help you celebrate in a very special way. The first rule's standards aren't very hard to meet. Just go into the forest and find a spider to eat.
Wait a second, what?
Oh man, I can't wait to eat a spider.
Let's head into the forest!
Okay, I mean, I don't love the idea of eating a spider, but I kind of like the forest, so I guess I'll see what this Eat a Spider Day is all about.
That's the spirit. Just watch out for low-hanging branches.
Huh? Ouch!
I warned you! The next 2 rules you mustn't choose to break. We have to get a fishing rod and try to find a lake. But once you've got a fishing rod, you must make no mistake. Then you have to try to catch a spider in the lake.
Fishing rod!
There's a lake!
Time to catch some spiders! Break!
guys, catch a spider with a fishing rod? I mean, how big are these spiders?
They're enormous.
Definitely bigger than fish, no question.
Okay, I'm really starting to not like Eat a Spider Day.
Everyone, cast off! Let's catch some spiders! Whoa, I think I got one!
Me too! Let's reel them in!
We caught spiders!
Wow, this is the biggest spider I've ever seen!
I can't wait to eat this spider!
Oh, gross. I think my spider is looking at me.
I sure am. Happy Eat a Spider Day. Give us a kiss.
Oh, gross! Have I mentioned that I really don't like spiders?
The 4th rule of our holiday is sure to scare your spouse. When you catch a spider in the lake, you have to bring the spider to your house.
What? No. I am not bringing a spider into my home. Sorry, guys. It's not happening.
But we're already at your home.
Hi, sweetie. Happy Eat a Spider Day.
Oh, no, Mom. Not you, too.
Now let's get those horrifying spiders inside the place you sleep.
I really don't like this, but fine. I guess if I'm gonna eat a spider, I might as well bring it to my kitchen, saute it with some garlic, maybe top it off with a little béarnaise sauce. What now?
If you use some condiments, you'll surely go insane. Rule 5 of Eat a Spider Day, then eat the spiders plain.
Oh, come on! Plain? Who invented this holiday? I am not eating a spider plain. Nope. Next you're gonna tell me that I have to eat the spider with my bare hands, like an animal.
Now you've really got it. Rule 6 of Eat a Spider Day will reaffirm your plan.
Okay, I get it! To eat the spider, you have to eat with your hands. Fine. But for the record, I am very opposed to Eat a Spider Day.
It doesn't matter what you think.
That's right, sweetie. It's a holiday.
Now it's time to eat your spiders. Are you ready, Mr. Spider?
I regret nothing.
And 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
We did it.
We ate our spiders.
Okay, I did it. I ate the spider. Happy Eat a Spider Day, everybody. Are you all happy?
Well, of course we are happy, but our day is far from done.
The fact is, Eat a Spider Day has only just begun.
What could you possibly mean by that?
Rule 7 is essential. You must surely not rebuke. When you're done with Rule 7, you'll all fall ill and have to...
Hey! Come on, man. Take it easy.
I'm sorry. When you're done with your spider, you have to do it again and again until you get sick.
You know, to be honest, we don't really like this part either.
So remember, we're going to into the forest to grab a fishing rod, catch a spider in the lake, bring the spider home, and eat the spider plain.
With your hands.
Are we ready?
Okay!
Forest.
Fishing rod.
Lake.
Spider.
How? Plain.
Eat it with your hands.
Dum, 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 dum.
Again.
Forest.
Fishing rod.
Lake.
Spider.
How? Plain.
Eat it with your hands.
Again!
Forest!
Fishing rod!
Lake!
Spider!
House!
Lake! Eat it with your hands!
I think...
I'm gonna...
be... sick!
Yay!
And that's how you celebrate Eat a Spider Day!
Guys, please don't tell me there's a Rule 8!
Ah! Thank you for the reminder. Rule 8 of Eat a Spider Day. Then you go to bed.
And the holiday is over.
Are you kidding me? All of that and then everybody just falls asleep? This is how Eat a Spider Day ends?
Shh, you're ruining Eat a Spider Day.
Fine, the end!
Lee, would you eat a spider for a dollar?
Yes.
Would you eat 10 spiders for $1?
Yes.
Would you eat 100 spiders for $1?
Yes.
Would you eat 1,000 spiders for no dollars?
Well, yes.
Okay, great. Just making sure.
Time for our next story. This story comes to us from a fourth grader from Michigan named Quinn, and Quinn's story is called Princess Lifeguard Camp.
Sarah Grace, what are you still doing in bed? You're going to be late for your first day of a lifeguard camp.
But Dad, I don't want to go.
Oh, come on, honey. Your mother and I both went to this camp when we were your age, and now we're expert lifeguards.
But I go every year and it's not fun.
Sarah, you live in Michigan. There are over 26,000 natural and man-made lakes larger than 1 acre. You need to know how to be safe.
But lifeguard camp is going to be so hard and boring.
It sure is. But that's not even the worst part. The lifeguard instructor is the mean old Ms. P. Peaks. She is awful. She is so mean and so old. I did not like having her as an instructor.
I'm so sad.
Oh, Sarah, you should be. Like you said, lifeguard camp is hard and boring. Oh, that sounds like the bus. Have fun at lifeguard camp.
Oh, all aboard. Hello there again, Sarah Grace.
Hello, bus driver. Please drive slowly.
Oh, you look so sad. Look, why don't you find a seat? Next thing you know, you'll be sitting down. Then the next thing you know, we'll be on our way. And the next thing you know, we'll be at camp.
Okay.
You can sit here if you want to.
Thanks.
My name is Gia. I'm very nice.
I'm Sarah, and I am not looking forward to lifeguard camp.
I agree. I've heard horrible stories about Miss P.
She's the strictest lifeguard in the Great Lakes region.
I know, but you have to admit, lifeguard skills are important to learn, especially in Michigan, where there are over 6,500 lakes larger than 10 acres.
So I've heard.
Oh, everybody, here we are. Welcome to lifeguard camp. Grab your water wings, and upon exiting the bus, you will find your bunks. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Sarah, we should be bunkmates.
That's a great idea.
Hey, these bunks are actually pretty nice. Oh, look, a letter. Hey, why don't you read it aloud while I unpack?
Okay. Dear campers, welcome to Lifeguard Camp. We are sad to say that Miss Pigs will not be your instructor this year. She has been replaced with Carly, Luke, and Jesse. That is all. Thank you from Camp Counselor Kelsey. Hey, did you hear that? We won't have to deal with Miss Pigs!
Oh, that's great news. I just hope Carly, Luke, and Jesse aren't mean and strict and old like Miss Pigs!
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, but it's getting late. I'm gonna go to sleep.
I agree. Early rise tomorrow, Sarah Grace.
Good night, Gia. Oh, 7 o'clock already?
Did you pack a rooster?
Never mind that. Rooster, get back into your bed.
No!
We have to go meet our new instructors.
I sure hope they're nice.
Okay, everyone, grab a seat and we can begin.
Welcome to Lifeguard Camp! My name is Carly.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Luke.
We're just some teenagers from a small town in Michigan looking to teach you all about water safety. Did you know that Michigan has over 1,000 lakes that are larger than 100 acres?
Unlike the last few summers, though, we're gonna make it really fun by having a theme.
Which will be princesses.
Ooh!
That's right, the theme will be princesses!
Ooh!
Tomorrow we will swim in the lake and practice saving dummies in our clothes. Because you never know when you might just see someone drowning while you are wearing clothes.
And to make it fun, we're gonna dress like princes and princesses.
Ooh!
Gia, this sounds so fun!
I know, I can't wait to learn to be a lifeguard.
Let's go to the lake!
All right, princes and princesses, are we ready to save these dummies?
Yes!
Sarah Grace, why don't you go first?
Okay.
On your mark, get set.
Go, Sarah Grace!
Yes, Sarah!
Go, Sarah Grace! I believe in you so hard! Don't worry, you have so much time left. Time's up.
Whoa, great job, Sarah Grace. You saved that dummy in record time!
Wow, I'm so glad you're at our camp. We're gonna need you at the lifeguard contest.
What's that?
Oh, at the end of the summer, like every year, we have a lifeguard contest against the opposing camp, Camp Lifeguard Diana.
Yeah, the only difference is this year, we're gonna be dressed as princes and princesses.
Hey everyone, as of today, every Thursday is a princess fun day! So grab a partner and dance while we eat donuts!
I think this is going to be a fun summer.
Okay, let's dance!
Yeah,
party! Woo, party! Woo! Dear Mom and Dad, I can't believe summer is almost over. I've had a great time at lifeguard camp and I've learned a lot. Today is the day of our lifeguard competition and I can't wait to compete. Our whole team will be dressed as princesses. See you tomorrow. Love, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, come on. We're going to be late for the lifeguard contest.
Let's go!
Hello, campers. I am Lifeguard Diana, head lifeguard of neighboring Camp Lifeguard Diana.
We love you, Lifeguard Diana!
We love you, too. Oh, we are so pleased to be here in our annual lifeguard competition. And might I add, you are all wearing lovely princess dresses. But enough talk. Let the games begin!
Go, our team! Go, our team! I believe you are so hard! We have plenty of time left! And time.
Great job today, Sarah.
You too, Gia.
Okay, campers, gather around. Congratulations! We are so proud of you! You did an amazing job!
Yay!
Unfortunately, we lost to lifeguard Diana by 1 point.
Oh, now come on, everybody. Don't be upset. Didn't you try your hardest?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Then you're all pretty princesses in my world.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for a great summer, everybody. See you next year!
Sarah!
Oh, hey, Dad!
Sarah, how was lifeguard camp?
Dad, out of all the years I've done lifeguard camp, this is the first year I've had fun.
Well, that's great. Wait, where did you get that amazing princess dress?
Dad, you never know when you might just see someone drowning while you are dressed as a prince or princess.
Mm, that is how I met your mother.
The end!
Hey, Lee, I heard that you went to a princess lifeguard camp when you were younger. Is that true?
I did.
Oh, okay, so you know... Oh, I just fell into water!
Time to save you, but first I have to put on my princess dress. You know what? I don't have time. Peter, get out of there!
Why do we have this kiddie pool in the studio?
Because I need somewhere to relax.
You're right. Thank you for saving me.
You're welcome.
This next story comes to us from a kindergartner from Maryland named Eli. And Eli's story is called Monster Broke.
Musher Truck fans, get ready this Sunday.
Sunday
in the Little Land of Trucks.
Little Land of Trucks.
It's Monster Truck Madness.
Madness
featuring everyone's favorite strange monster truck, Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
That's right! I'm here to crush cars and anything else in my way! I'm Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
Yeah! We love you, Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
I'm so excited to be here today driving my monster truck, Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
Hey! Is that your truck's name or is it your name?
Cuckoo Bad Tractor is my name!
Oh.
And my truck's name!
Yeah!
And today I'm going to attempt something that's never been done before here in the Little Land of Trucks!
Are you gonna crush a million cars?
Are you gonna shoot flames?
Are you gonna transform your truck into a car-eating robo-monster?
No! I'm making a resolution to help my friends when their monster truck motors are broken!
Huh? How are you gonna do that?
Well, when their truck breaks down, I'll call a tow truck!
Why wouldn't they just call on their own phones?
Because their phones might fall out of the car when they were driving!
Oh!
Hey, Cuckoo Bad Tractor, it's me, one of your monster truck driving friends, here with my monster truck. I'm gonna crush way more cars than you. Oh, man, my engine just died.
You want me to call a tow truck?
I don't need your help, Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I've got my phone right here. Oh, shoot, I just dropped my phone.
I'll call a tow truck.
Hello, Monster Tow Truck Service.
Hi there, this is Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I need a tow truck down at the Little Land of Trucks to tow a broken down monster truck.
On our way.
Well, thanks, Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
No problem. It's all in a day's work for Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
We love you, Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
And now to crush some cars. Oh, no. Now my truck has stopped working.
I would offer to call a tow truck for you, but I dropped my phone.
No worries. I've still got my phone right... Darn it, I dropped my phone.
Don't worry, Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I'll just get out of my giant monster truck, climb down, grab the phone, climb up your giant monster truck, give it back to you, then climb down your truck and back into mine.
I would hate for you to go through all that trouble.
Oh, stop. It's the least I can do. Here I go, climbing down my truck. All right, I'm down. Now I've got your phone, and I'm going to climb up your huge truck. Man, these trucks really are monsters. And here's your phone.
Thanks.
Now to head back down. Ooh, oh gosh, sweating. I'm down at the bottom. Ooh, man, this really takes an effort. Wow. I'll climb back up into my truck. Wow. Oh, a little lightheaded. Here we go. And back into my truck. Now you can make that call.
Unless I drop it again, which... Oh, geez, I dropped my phone.
Are you kidding me right now?
Looks like someone needs a hand!
Huh?
Look! It's all the rest of our monster truck driving friends in their monster trucks!
That's right! And no need to worry! I'll call that tow truck! I don't go anywhere without my phone!
Oh, nuts, I dropped my phone!
Fear not, bro! I got your back with my brand new iPhone!
Oh, I dropped my phone.
Oh, did somebody say fun?
I dropped my phone.
Well, that's all of our phones.
Look, a big burst of wind is blowing our phones out the window and onto the roof.
They're getting all mixed up.
How are we gonna get them down from the roof?
Well, wait, I have an idea. Let's call the fire department.
Yeah!
Does anyone have a phone?
Don't worry, we're already here.
Firefighters!
We got a call that some cell phones got blown onto the roof.
Wait, who called you?
I did.
Thanks, announcer.
Yeah, don't worry. We can get up to the roof with this ladder.
That's a big ladder.
All right, boys, raise the ladder.
Whoa, that ladder reaches all the way to the top of a skyscraper.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. It's way too high. We can't get to the roof with that ladder.
Can't you just get off in the middle of the...
Quiet, I'm thinking. I've got it. We'll use the nice little perfect ladder.
Nice little perfect ladder?
All right, boys, take down that ladder and bring in the nice little perfect ladder.
That ladder is too tall, too!
Looks like I was wrong again. Yeah, that's trouble, my friend.
Why don't you just climb halfway up the ladder?
I got it! The too tall ladder is actually perfect with a nice little perfect ladder in the middle of it.
Why would that work?
Because the monster trucks are higher than this subway train tunnel.
What are you talking about?
I'm a firefighter!
Okay!
All right, boys. Bring back the ladder. Attach the nice little perfect ladder in the middle so that it goes across the roof. All right, perfect. All right, I'm going up. Now I'm going across. I'm reaching for the phone. I got the phone.
Yeah!
Oh, heck. They dropped all your phones.
It's okay! We caught them!
Yeah!
I'm pretty sure y'all got the wrong phones.
No, I think we've got the right phones! See, my picture's in this one!
Ours too!
Whoa, guess I was wrong a third time.
Thank goodness we all have our phones back! Now we can start the show!
Yeah!
Oh gosh, we all just dropped our phones again.
Did someone call a tow truck?
Yeah!
The end!
The end!
The end!
Lee, I love the way that a monster truck sounds. I think I can do a pretty good monster truck impression. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was so good. Wait, I want to record that. I'm just going to grab my phone.
Okay, ready?
Oh, sorry, I dropped my phone.
Okay.
Here, let me pick it up.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready to record. Oh, sorry, I dropped my phone again.
Yeah, good thing you had a case on there. One more time? Okay.
Yeah.
And
I dropped my phone. Actually, I didn't. I was just saying that.
Let's do the next story.
Okay. This one comes to us from a pre-K-er from Vermont named Kerrigan. And Kerrigan's story is called PB&K, Please.
Wow, Jelly! I'm so excited that we were finally purchased from that grocery store!
You said it, Peanut Butter! I can't wait to get out of this grocery bag so that you and I can make a sandwich!
Man, you guys are so lucky! There's no way you won't end up part of a sandwich! I'll probably just end up getting squirted on top of some soggy french fries and then barely eaten.
Aw, don't be so down on yourself, Ketchup! You never know! Maybe you'll end up as part of a meatloaf glaze or on top of a sirloin steak!
Ugh, Peanut Butter, please, don't get his hopes up! Not everyone can be so lucky that they end up part of a sandwich!
Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ketchup, but that's just how it is!
Wait, you guys hear that? Sounds like grocery bag is made at home. Everyone get ready. Listen.
Honey, I'm home. Ah, what a great day to be a grocery bag.
Grocery bag? Is that you?
It sure is, Mrs. Bread. I'm back from the grocery store.
Oh, goody. What did you get?
Well, I've got three items that I carried inside myself from the grocery store. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Ooh, they sound very nice.
They are. Say hello to Peanut Butter.
Hello.
Ooh.
Jelly.
Hello!
And Ketchup!
Hi, how are you doing? I'm Ketchup.
Don't mind him. He's always playing Ketchup.
Great joke! Great joke!
Anyway, who's ready to make a sandwich?
Well, that sounds like my cue to go sit alone in the corner.
Right, you are, Ketchup.
But Ketchup...
No, Peanut Butter. You go do your thing. I know my place.
Exactly. All right, Peanut Butter, let's get on our bread.
Ooh, yay! Sandwich time!
Not so fast, Jelly.
What is it?
I mean, no thank you.
What do you mean, no thank you?
Well, I've decided that I will not be making a sandwich with you today.
Peanut Butter, what are you talking about? You and I are supposed to spread ourselves all over this bread. It's our destiny. We go together. We're like chocolate and vanilla, or cookies and cream, or sour cream and onion.
Actually, Onion and I have a fairly strained relationship.
You would say that, sour cream.
Why do you always have to put me down in front of strangers? Oh, great. Now I'm crying because of you, Onion.
Sour cream? I'm sorry. Come back.
Jelly, I'm sorry, but I think I will get spread on with Ketchup today.
With me?
That's right, Ketchup. Today, we will make a peanut butter and ketchup sandwich.
But Peanut Butter, that's disgusting.
Is it? Is it? How do you know? Have you ever tried it?
Well, no, but I...
Well, then you don't know.
But Peanut Butter!
Come on, Ketchup. Let's spread ourselves onto the bread.
Do I get a say in this?
No.
All right, on the count of three.
One, two, three!
Gross.
All right. Now that we're all together, someone has to try a bite of this sandwich.
Ew! No one wants to eat this sandwich.
Oh, come on. We can't be that bad.
I'm sorry you had to see me this way, grocery bag. I'm hideous.
No, Mrs. Bread, you're beautiful.
What?
As beautiful as the day I bought you. I will try the sandwich. I'm so moved by what I've seen here today that I will take a bite of this peanut butter and ketchup sandwich.
No, grocery bag. You don't have to do this.
But I do, Bread. I feel responsible. Here goes nothing. Say, I like this. More PB&K, please.
Yay!
Wow, who would have thought peanut butter that we would go so well together?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
And especially not Jelly. Right, Jelly? Jelly? Jelly, what are you doing over there?
Oh, nothing. Just smiling with my new best friend.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a jar of mayonnaise.
Jelly and mayonnaise sandwich, anyone?
Crazy!
Actually, that sounds really disgusting.
You said it.
And they all lived happily ever after.
I don't know, Sour Cream. It sounds like there might be some residual tension in this kitchen.
Onion! Why do you always have to contradict me?
No, come back! I'm sorry!
The end!
You know, I actually think that sandwich sounded like it tasted pretty good.
Yeah, and it's definitely making me hungry.
You want some ketchup?
Yeah.
All right, open up your mouth from across the room.
Nothing like a mouthful of ketchup.
Yum!
All right, we have one more story for you guys today. It's from a second grader from Canada named Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's story is called The Dazzling Situation.
Once upon a time, there was a very beautiful girl and a very handsome man.
I'm a beautiful girl.
I'm a very handsome man. Hello, beautiful girl.
Hello, very handsome man.
We are so good looking
together.
Well, beautiful girl, I shall be off.
Yes, of course, handsome man. It's Halloween. You're off to go trick-or-treating.
No, beautiful girl.
What?
I'm off to work, because that's where I go. You know this.
Ah, yes. My very handsome man goes to work. I know this.
Ah, yes. You are beautiful. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, that man. Have I mentioned that he's very handsome? Oh.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, a trick-or-treater.
Hi, trick-or-treat.
Oh, but you're not a trick-or-treater at all. You're my man, my very handsome man. You've come home from work early.
What?
You're my very handsome man.
Thank you, but I...
No, come in at once, very handsome man. I've made a most luxurious dinner.
All right, you sold me.
I'm bringing you inside. Come here.
Whoa!
So she did bring him inside, and then the other day...
Well, thanks for all those luxurious meals and for the constant validation of my looks, but I should be going, beautiful girl. I've got to go to school.
I know you have to go to school, my very handsome man, because that's where you go. To school. I know this.
What?
Something's wrong. I'm confused about what I know. I think my very handsome man goes to work, not school. I'm pretty sure I know this. Wait a minute. You don't go to school. Oh, gosh. What do I know? Oh, who is that? It's not Halloween. I must go investigate. I must answer the door.
I'm back, sweetie. Back from work. Here I am carrying all my bags. Oh, what a day, what a day.
Oh, my very handsome man.
My beautiful girl.
My other very handsome man.
Wait, what?
Hi there.
Beautiful girl, are you telling me there's another very handsome man in your life?
Look, it's been entirely about food, I promise.
You've been cooking for him? I'm so angry and handsome!
Wait! Everybody stop. We're all beautiful people. We can talk this out.
All right.
And so they did talk it out. And when they were finished, they realized that they had quite a dazzling situation on their hands.
Well, this is a dazzling situation. It should be famous.
Hey, everybody, it's me,
Hollywood!
Hollywood, you're so beautiful.
I know. I heard your dazzling situation, and I want to make it famous.
Yay! We're famous!
Oh, my word, look over there. It's those people from the dazzling situation.
They are so famous. Take pictures of them.
Oh, please.
After some fame, the beautiful girl and the very handsome man had a baby. Yes, that's right, a baby!
Oh no, our beautiful baby is crying.
Let's sing to our baby the story of our situation.
All right. And the beautiful girl.
And the very handsome man. Oh, my beautiful girl.
Oh, my very handsome man.
We lived happily ever after.
Hey, guys. It's me.
Baby.
Your baby.
You can talk?
Oh my goodness, our baby talks.
Yes, I do. And I was very intrigued by your dazzling situation. Can I dress up like someone and go to their door and live with them too? It sounds like a lot of free meals.
Oh.
And the beautiful girl and the very handsome man fainted.
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, you can see us in Los Angeles, California on Sunday, November 12th. Also on January 11th and 13th, all at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. We'll also be in Westchester, Pennsylvania on December 9th and Miami, Florida on January 20th. Check out storypirates.com for details, times, and tickets.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too.
I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.